Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to this Monday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're digging out and maybe have gotten back to some semblance of normality from the terrible storm that we had. And, of course, if the broadcast sounds a little different today, we've had some flooding here at the church, and we're still trying to get things back like it should. We had to change some things around in the radio studio where we make the broadcast, and they even had to change some equipment out, and we are trying to get used to a new sound. And what I hear is different than what I've been hearing on the other equipment, so I'm hoping that it comes off clear and comes off without any distractions today as we start another week of the Sounds of Faith. We're going to be preaching this week on what's wrong with worry. What's wrong with worry out of Matthew chapter number 6. And maybe God can teach us a few things there about why we should not worry. But we've got a lot of good singing we're going to get to today and the days of this week. And we want to feature one here from the choir. Amen. I probably played it last week. I'm not 100% sure, but you know, I like it. It talks about it's good to be saved. Amen. Miss Noelle Dorsey leading on the verses. And here's the adult choir singing. Amen.
The days get darker the farther we go. It's easy to sometimes lose hope. This world may fall to pieces, but still I can say it is well with my soul. Cause one night I knelt at an altar of prayer. God settled. Right then and there. If you're tired of bad news, let
say, amen. Isn't it good to be saved? Amen. Hallelujah. Knowing that our name is in Lamb's Book Alive. Oh, there is no other greater treasure than salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, Jonah said, salvation is of the Lord. And if you have it today, it's because of Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, choir. Great job there to get our program started off. And we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible, preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist church. Love to have you come for this. Well, this coming Wednesday night will be the first scheduled services here at the Faith, at Faith. And then, of course, that's at 7 o'clock. Then on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock, begins Sunday school time. And then 11 o'clock worship. That choir you just heard kicks off the worship time. And then Sunday night, the same, at 6 o'clock. And we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. And don't forget, now, just a week from today, a week from today, a week from the night, is our Still Old Fashioned Teen Camp Meeting. Oh, I'll tell you what, there's been a lot of prayers go up for this meeting, and we're looking forward to this Still Old Fashioned Teen Camp Meeting. Now, let me say first off that just because it's got the word teen in it doesn't mean it's just for teens, amen? Amen. There will be a lot of teenagers present, but this is for moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. All of us need this. And if you still believe in the old time way, and we are excited to have Brother Cody Zorn preaching for us on Monday night, and then Brother Eddie Wyatt on Tuesday, Brother Terrell Hopkins on Wednesday, Mark Stroud on Thursday, and then Brother Tony Hudson on Friday night. And looking forward to a great meeting. If you can't, I mean, you know, if you got a good church home and you're there all the time, which is praise to God, you ought to be, this might be a good time for you to come visit with us here at Faith. Have you been wanting to come by? We'd love to meet you. If you hear us on the Sounds of Faith, we'd love to meet you and greet you. And we'll try our best to make you feel at home here at the Faith Baptist Church. So come on by and visit with us right on the corner of Highway 18 South, about 5 miles out of Shelby. Right on the corner of Highway 180, only 2 miles from the South Carolina state line. Come on by. Got your seat saved. Amen. I hope you can do that. Amen. Well, here's one of our new trios, Miss Tammy Griffin and the Judd and Debbie Douglas singing together. Here's a good one. Says, hey, I'm satisfied with the Lord. Amen. Praise His name. Amen.
In the garden, I can see our Savior there as He talked to His Father in earnest prayer. He said, if it be Thy will, let this cup pass from me. But if not, Lord, then it satisfies me.
If it satisfies You, Lord, satisfies me. These few words may my prayer ever be. If You have me on a mountain or in a valley on my knees, either way, Lord, it satisfies me.
Now the signs of the times, they're on every hand. How my heart longs to see the promised land. If I go by the grave or in the rapture, Your face I see.
Either way, Lord, it satisfies me. If it satisfies You, Lord, then it satisfies me. These few words may my prayer ever be. If You have me on a mountain or in a valley on my knees, either way, Lord, it satisfies me. If it satisfies You, Lord, then it satisfies me. These few words may my prayer ever be. If You have me on a mountain, or in a valley on my knees. Either way, Lord, it satisfies me. Either way, Lord, it satisfies me.
Oh, yes, a very scriptural song right there. The Bible said, hey, not my will, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Oh, I like that. It's a good job there from the trio. Hope that was a blessing unto your heart. Amen. Well, in our truth for today, we'll see it out of the book of Romans in very familiar verses here out of Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. The Word of God says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, the person who really believes in his heart ought to have a bold testimony to go with it. Oh, let the redeemed, I said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Great truth for today. Amen. I invite you, if you can, to join me in a time of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, today we bow before Thee, asking You, dear Lord, to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us where we may have come short of Thy glory. Dear Lord, we're asking You, God, today to, God, cleanse our heart from any sin, whether in thought, word, or deed. We're asking You, Lord, to help us today. And Lord, I pray that You would continue, God, to touch those that maybe are still struggling from the storm and still trying to get their life back. And God, some will never be the same. By those listening friends there in the Asheville area that hear us on the radio stations there. Lord, I know they were, many were devastated by flooding. God, I pray, God, that You would touch them. I pray and comfort their hearts in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I pray today that You'd help us as we continue in Thy Word, as we look in the Word of God today, as we try to find the right words to say. I pray, God, it'll be the right message for the hour. And God, I pray that You'll touch us as we continue on the sounds of faith. Now, Lord, I pray for the next few songs. Bless as we listen. And I pray, God, You'll stir our hearts in a very special way. And God, we thank You for all that You've done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, thank you again for joining us today here on this Monday, Sounds of Faith. And we're going to play one from the orchestra here. And I hope you'll enjoy this one as you listen. It says, I need Thee every hour. I need Thee. Isn't that true? Oh, it's more true now than it's ever been. And we need Him every hour. Amen. Amen. Well, I don't know what's happened to that song, but we will have another one right here. This is Brother Gene and the Girls. Amen. Good song says Stand Still. Amen. We may play another one from them as well. We'll see. Amen. I hope this is gonna stir your heart real good. Amen. Stand Still.
The Father has a plan. Though it's hard to see it now, you feel you're walking all alone. But there is no doubt, when the storm around you rages and you're tossed to and fro, when you're faced with life's decisions, not sure which way to go, stand still and let God move. Standing still is hard to walls are closing in, when the tide is swiftly rising and you wonder where he's been. Friend, there never was a moment when his arms were reaching out. You can rest assured and be secure, God is moving right now. Stand still and let God move. Standing still is hard to do. When you feel you have reached the end, He'll make a way for you.
Stand still and let God move. Well, let's just stay right there with this group here, Brother Gene and the girls, and let's hear this one here. I believe it'll bless your heart. Amen. It's talking about the Far Side Bank of Jordan. Amen.
Are growing wearier each day. Still, I got a journey on my mind. Roars of this old world alone make me want to stay. But my one regret is leaving you behind. If it proves to be His will that I am first to go, somehow I've a feeling it will be. When it comes to time for leaving, don't you feel lost, for I will be the first one that you'll see. I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be waiting in a fair and better land. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters, reaching for you. This life we labored hard to earn a meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and fading eyes. So I'll just rest here on this shore and turn my eyes away. Until you come, then we'll see paradise. I'll be waiting of Jordan. I'll be waiting in a fair and better land. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters, reaching for you. Shallow waters reaching.
wonderful job there. I appreciate those two numbers from Brother Gene and the girls. Amen. I hope that if you have a Bible handy, I invite you to turn with me now in the Gospel according to Matthew, Matthew chapter number 6. Amen. We'll begin there. Of course, we understand as you're a student of the Word, I'm sure you understand that Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7 is, of course, the Sermon on the Mount. And in that, of course, you have the Beatitudes and a lot of other teaching of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he mentions in verse 25 of Matthew chapter number 6, the Word says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what it shall eat or what shall it drink, nor yet for your body what ye may shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I said unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." That's reading verses 25 down through the end of the chapter, verse 34 of Matthew chapter number 6. And I want to preach this week, if God will help us, and maybe give us a few thoughts on what's wrong with worry. What's wrong with worry? Now, we as good, independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptists, we reclassify things. And instead of saying we're worrying, we'll just say we're concerned about it. Well, I guess there is a little difference between being concerned and being worrying about something. And, worry never paid anything. Worry never helps any situation. And one man has said, worry is the interest that you pay on trouble before trouble ever comes. But the Lord here, in this text, the Lord warns about worry. He does so in verse 25. He does again in verse 27 about adding one cubit to one stature. He mentions again in verse 31. He says, "Take no thought, saying, what shall ye eat? Don't worry about it." And then again in verse 34, "Don't worry about tomorrow." And, there is some very helpful advice given here by our blessed Lord. And we are going to look at some of these thoughts this week. Primarily, we'll be staying right here in this text. But there is a danger to worry. there's a danger. Not only does it hurt us physically, and you know, it's a known fact. It's documented medical science that stress and worrying over things takes a toll on your body. And many people battle ulcers because they say because of worry. And you know, the word worry comes from a word which literally means to choke or to strangle. So spiritually speaking, worry is mental or spiritual strangulation. You know, the Lord said for us to guard against that worry. And I don't know about you, and I do know some of my listening audience. I do know some that listen regularly, and we have talked and you know, before. And there, you know, worry, you know, there's some things that, you know, you know, it's hard to learn the lesson that don't worry about the things that you cannot change. You know, there are some things that you just cannot remedy in yourself. There's a lot of things to this Christian life that we must just leave it in the hands of God, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, whether it's domestic, whether it's our children, whether it's some problem at the job, whatever the things that we cannot control is one of the things that we should not worry about. And Jesus mentions to that, hey, tomorrow. Number one, tomorrow may not ever get here. Okay? It may not ever get here. And when it does get here, it won't be tomorrow. It'll be today, right? So there's no need worrying about tomorrow, and certainly not fretting over it, because of the great song you've heard many times before. We may not know what tomorrow holds, but we certainly know who holds tomorrow. And we're going to be looking at some things about what's wrong with worry. Some things, there's three things that God gives us in the text that we should not worry about. And I hope by the week's end, we'll have covered all of those. And until tomorrow, God bless you. This is Brother Johnny Olson. Hey, have a great day, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.